Good morning, and welcome to another day of reading the Word of God. Let's pray as we begin today's message. Father, thank you for this time as we gather as one family. I pray that you bless us as we turn to your Word for wisdom, for truth, for guidance in our lives. Lord, I pray that we'll continue to humble ourselves and focus on the message of Jesus Christ as you have given us. Lord, I pray that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear as we reflect on from the Gospel of Matthew this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 6. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they receive their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows that you need before what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is a lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. I'm certain all of us have turned to Matthew 6 at some point in our spiritual journey. It contains a lot of big things that Jesus has to say, including the Lord's Prayer, about the promise for tomorrow, about don't worry about the worldly things and trust God in everything that you do, about Christian living that He expects us and commands us to live according to. And we have to think about what Jesus is actually saying here, because a lot of us take what He says at face value and dismiss the rest of this chapter. What Jesus is telling us is, how do we present ourselves to the Lord, not to others? And what Jesus is implying is that we shouldn't care about how we sound or how we seem to those who do not believe or our fellow brothers and sisters. But what Jesus is saying is that work on your heart. What is happening in your heart? How are you living your Christian integrity today before you exhibit Christian behavior? You know, I'm going to say that again. How are you living out your Christian integrity before you exhibit your Christian behavior? Because a lot of us can exhibit Christian behavior and follow all the religious mandates while not living out Christian integrity. And that's what Jesus is saying about giving to the needy. How we pray, how we fast, how we talk about the important issues in life, the real stuff in life, how we talk about our finances, how we talk about what we wear, what we eat, what we drink, how we plan for the future, how we handle the problems and issues that we face today. Jesus is showing us how to live out Christian integrity in all of those things. So let's just take one thing at a time then. Jesus talks about giving to the needy, how we pray, how we fast. What are those things? Well, those are the things that we do as religious duties. Because giving to the needy is a command from the Lord. Praying is a religious mandate. Fasting is a common religious practice. And what Jesus is saying is, don't just do them for the sake of doing them, but do them right. Do them in a way that pleases God, not just men. Don't do it for the sake of showing off your religious commitment, but do them so that you could live out your intimacy with God and live a meaningful life of salt and light of the world. So my prayer is this: as we give, as we fulfill all these religious mandates, as we live out a religious lifestyle, I pray that they will be equipped and blessed with our spiritual integrity and desire to please God, not men. And of course, the Lord's Prayer. Oh man, what qualities does Jesus teach about the prayer? And of course, I could spend hours after hours talking about the significance of the Lord's Prayer. But one thing that starts with is surrender, trust, submission to God and His way. The Lord's Prayer is to show that it's not about me, God. It's not about what I want. It's not about what I think is right. It's about how You run this world. It's about what You desire. It is about Your name and Your glory, not mine. And my prayer is that in our prayer lives, it's so easy to make our prayer lives about ourselves and what we want and how we see things fit. But may our prayer lives be the practice of submission, the sign of submission and trust to the Lord that His will be done. And finally, Jesus tells us to store our treasure in heaven. Jesus makes it very clear, doesn't it? Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. And of course, he continues with, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And I feel like we're taught all throughout our lives how to place our hearts in the treasures of this world. Hey, save more money. Hey, find the best job you can find. Hey, make sure you wrap your lives around achieving these things that in the end, moths and vermin destroy and thieves steal. What Jesus is saying is, hey, place your heart from the earthly things to the heavenly things. And when you do that, going back to giving to the needy, praying, and fasting, all the behaviors, all the fulfillments, all the commitments that you have given yourselves to, they will be filled with spiritual integrity and God-centered heart. So my brothers and sisters, here's this. God got you. I'm rarely excited or amazed by what I can do, but I'm always excited for what God can do. And that's the beauty of Christian faith. The Christian faith is not about how religious can I be, how amazing I can be, or successful I can be, but it's about how amazing God can be and will be. So I don't know what your prayer requests are. I don't know what your struggles are. But as you take these great struggles and great pain and great worries, bring them before the Lord. And say, God, I surrender before you. I trust in your ways. I trust in your timing. And as you fulfill your will and your goodness over my life, I will find my joy being fulfilled every single day of my life. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue to commit before the Lord in this season, as we spend more time and more resource giving to the needy, more time praying, more time attending church and fulfilling all these religious duties, I pray that our hearts will be for the Lord, not for the eyes of men. And as we do that, we will have the restoration of our spiritual integrity. Let's pray. Father, you're showing us through your Son, Jesus Christ, how we ought to live. That Christian faith is so much more than just doing things that the Bible says, but fixing our hearts and our desires in your glory and love for your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, I pray that you continue to mold our hearts in such a way that although it is so easy to fixate our hearts on the things of this world and fixate our mind on the eyes of men, in the end, Lord God, we have our Father in heaven who watches us with great compassion, with great love, with great patience, and you will continue to lead us according to your love and will for this world. So Lord God, I pray that we'll trust in your ways more. We'll trust more in what you can do and what you have promised to do in our lives. So Lord God, I pray that you bless all our families in this season of Advent, and as we face Christmas to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, may our hearts be filled with joy, and may our lives reflect that joy wherever we go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.